Price. Okay, so yesterday we interpreted the machlokes of Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon held that on every suffix tumah b'shus hayachid, if there's no reglayim l'davar, it's a suffix. That which we say suffix tumah b'shus harabim is tameh is only if there's a basis. That's Reb Shimon shita. Every other suffix tumah b'shus hayachid we say is a suffix. B'shus harabim we learn now from Saita that it's tahor, and Rabbanan said no. We learn out from Saita that every suffix tumah b'shus hayachid is definitely tameh, and even b'shus harabim it depends on what kind of suffix it is. If it's a suffix that in essence has to be b'shus hayachid, so then b'shus harabim it's tahor. If it's a suffix that the same suffix exists b'shus hayachid and b'shus harabim, Rabbanan would say it's not tahor. Why is it tameh? L'chayra. Suffix tumah b'shus harabim is tahor. So why over here talking to we machmer because it's the same suffix? So because this tartila reyesa makes it not a suffix. Tartila reyesa makes it more vadai. That's what Rabbanan learned. So really, every suffix tumah b'shus harabim is tahor. Every suffix tumah b'shus hayachid is tameh. And the reason over here we don't differentiate between b'shus harabim and b'shus hayachid is because of tartila reyesa.
Two things: it's deficient, and he was
out. Correct. Ibai Yisema is a nubshat in the Rabbanan. It's not a nubshat in Reb Shimon. It's a nubshat in the Rabbanan. Even though the Gemara will explain Reb Shimon first, it's interesting that the Gemara does this. It explains Reb Shimon's reaction to the Rabbanan before it says what the Rabbanan holds. But that's what the Gemara is doing. We have to do what the Gemara does. And we'll learn Rashi, who will explain the Rabbanan and then say the Gemara brings Reb Shimon's response before it brings the Rabbanan statement. Rebbe Yisema.
Right.
The Rashi is the fourth narrow line on the top. Rashi. Rebbe Yisema. Dr. Rashi, you're looking at Taisus. That's part of the problem.
Yours is the Gemara?
I didn't read the Gemara.
Oh, I
said the Gemara is going to do it the opposite way. The Gemara is going to say Reb Shimon's response to the Rabbanan before it says Rabbanan. So for us to understand it, it would be nice to know what the Rabbanan holds before Reb Shimon responds. So Rashi did it for us. Rashi brings the Rabbanan and then Reb Shimon's response the way we can understand it. So that's why I'm doing it this way. It's the fourth line in Rashi. V'ibay Yisema. Imi Saita Gami Rabbanan Havilu L'meimah B'shus Harabim Tahor. If we were learning it out from Saita, then Tartila Reyesa would not make it a Vadai. Ella, Lav Misaita Matina Ligmigmar. This is not comparable to Saita. The Rabbanan are saying, don't compare the suffix of the mikvah to the suffix of Saita. Why? The Tchilas Tumah Iskish the Saita. Saif Tumah La Iskish. The Torah only means if you have a suffix, if you became Tameh, and Rishon Sarabim we say you didn't become Tameh. Suffix if you touch the sheretz, and Rishon Sarabim we say suffix Tumah is Tahar. Over here, we're dealing with something that was Tameh, and the question is, did it become Tahar? That's not similar to Saita. The Saita wasn't Usher that we're trying to figure out, did she become Mutter? She was Mutter, and we're trying to figure out, did she become Usher? So we learn now from Saita that if it happens in private, we go Lechumrah. In public, we go Lekula. Never happens in Saita in public, but we derive from Saita that in public, you go Lekula. But that's only the question, did it ever become Tameh? Hereby, that's the case of Saita. The case of Saita is, did a Tumah start? So we derive that Rishon Sarachid we say Tameh, and Rishon Sarabim we say Tahar. Over here, we're not trying to figure out, did the Tumah start? We know this person was Tameh. We want to know whether the Tumah ended. That's not, you got to give the Gemara a chance. I can't ask yet, you know what I mean? We haven't done enough to ask. And that we don't learn now from Saita. And Reb Shimon says, there's no difference. So Reb Shimon doesn't change. Reb Shimon remains the same. We learn it out from Saita. And the only time we say by Saita, suffix tumah b'shus hayachid is tameh, is when there's a basis. And if there's no basis, it's a suffix. He remains the same as we said before. The Rabbanan change. Instead of giving the answer of tartila reyesa, the Gemara is saying that Saita is not a player here. Because Saita is only a player when you know, you have a question of something became Tameh. Not if you have a question if Tumah was removed. And therefore, the whole concept of Sabit Tumah, which is a rotten Tahar, doesn't exist over here. So let's read the Rashi, then we'll read the Gemara and we'll hear questions. You're right. We would have said Bishus Rabban Tahar, even with Sarki L'Reisa. El Allah Mitzrayta Matzino L'Migmar. The Tchilas Tumah is Kishlo Saita. If it's a question of a beginning of Tumah, that we compare it to Saita. Saif Tumah Lo Yiskish. Became my time of the Reb Shimon the Matar Bishus Rabban. What? Whether the Tumah got removed. He's Tumah already. We want to know, did the Tumah end? Not did the Tumah begin, did the Tumah end? Saif Tumah. That's not compared to Saita. It came my time with Reb Shimon the Matar of Shisarabim. So why does Reb Shimon argue? So it's interesting. If you notice, Rashi speaks out to Rabbanim, which the Gemara didn't bring. The Gemara brings Reb Shimon. So Rashi gives you the background. Because Rabbanim will say there's a difference between beginning and end. So what is Reb Shimon? So let's go back to the Gemara. V'ibay Yisema. Hainu time with Reb Shimon. Gamar Saif Tumah Mitchilas Tumah. To him, they're one and the same. Ma'atchilas tumah, sabik naga, sabik loy naga, but just a rabbin tor. If the question was, we touched or not, we say it's tor. What?
I know where you are.
Okay. Ibai Yisema, at the beginning of a line, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16th line from the top. I'm sorry, it's really the last word of the previous line. B. V'i b'yis ema, hainu taimid Reb Shimon, gamar tsoif tumah mitchilas tumah. He compares the end of the tumah, where the tumah went off, to whether the person became tumah. Matchilas tumah. Just like the beginning, whether a person became tumah. Savik naga, savik li naga, which is surabim tar. We learned that out from Saita. The savik tumah, which is surabim tar. Av saif tumah, savik tumah, savik li tumah, which is surabim tar. Rabbanan hachi hashna. The Rabbanan say it's not a comparison. Hasam by tumah, by chilas tumah, gar rebecheskes tarakoi. We're dealing with a person who was tar. So if you're suffering, we learn now from Saita, that if it's just a rabbim, we don't make tumah. Hacha gar rebecheskes tumakoi. Here the person is tumah. Misveika loy machzina loy tumasai. So the whole comparison to Saita is non-existent because it's a question of Saif Tumah. We don't bring down. We don't bring him down to Tumah. Rashi, Gamar Saif Tumah, Dainu Tvila, Mitchilas Maga Tumah. We learn now, tifling from touching. That's Reb Shimon. So Rashi had to do this. I mean, I don't tell Rashi what he had to do. But Rashi had to tell you the Rabbanan in order to understand Reb Shimon. If we don't have the Rabbanan, what's Reb Shimon talking about end, beginning? So Rashi spoke out to Rabbanan in his Rashi, and he said, Reb Shimon doesn't differentiate. And Rabbanan do differentiate. Yes, Baruch Mesha, what has been troubling you?
Yes, I thought the viewing here was on mikvah of kasher mikvah and chavis of yayin. Those are things that are tila. They're good. And we're trying to be down on them. That's called tila's tumah. The cause and effect is
coming. Yes, a very good svar you're saying. But on the other hand, the consequence that negayas is saif tumah. We don't care we don't care means. It makes no practical difference to us about the mikvah. The mikvah has to be fixed. The only practical difference to us. The practical difference is the saif tumah. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's what the Gemara is saying. I'm not arguing that. But Rabbanan is saying, since the practical effect is the saif tumah, it's not compared to saif tumah. You're 100% right that it starts with the mikvah, and I've been stressing that for the last 2 days. I got it. But that's. I just want to make a point here. Chavis is not tumah. Mikvah is the case of tumah. Chavis is a question of truma and maisis. Nobody cares about tumah there. It's not a tumah question. It's an isser question. So, I'm sorry, what? No. So it's not comparable to Saita to begin with. Saita is not a player in the question of Chavis. The only reason we brought Saita in is for the mikvah. The question had been, according to the Rabbanan, why by Chavis don't they say Tarta L'Reisa? The same Tarta L'Reisa. And the Gemara's answer is they do. But it has nothing to do with Saita. It's an independent question. That's all I'm trying to prove. Chavis is not Tumat Aret, it's your Heter. I'm trying to point out. I was afraid somebody's going to cause her and say, huh? What's Chavis have to do with Saita? It doesn't. Thank the Gemara. Now the Gemara is asking a different question. The Gemara wants to know, according to Shammai, said, any woman that checks herself and finds herself Tameh is not Tameh anything before. There's no Chumrah, right? And the Rabbanon said there is a Chumrah. Shammai said there's no Chumrah. Fine, we went through it. We showed why the Rabbanon say there is a Chumrah, because it's tied to the Reisa, that's why they were Machmer. And I want to point out that even the Rabbanon are only Machmer for Truman Kutchim. For husbands, they're not Machmer. For Hulu, they're not Machmer. They don't go with the titular meaning. By the woman, there's no titular race. So by the woman, it's a Chumrah. And Shammai didn't have that Chumrah. But we have another case. Forget about Mikvah now. Forget about the wine now. We're finished with that. Those are titular race. They're not players here. Back to the woman. The woman was Tar. Now she's Tamei. Shammai says, don't worry about anything. There's no Tar to Lareza. She has a Chazaka. She was Tar. We go with that Chazaka. And she's 100% Tahira. And Beishilu has a Chumrah. But that's what Shammai held. Now, there's a case. A guy swept a cul-de-sac. A Mavoy is a cul-de-sac for all practical purposes. He swept it up. Swept it well. Remember, in those days of Tumatara, when they swept the cul-de-sac, they had to make sure there are no dead shrubs in here. People were keeping Tumatara. We want to make sure there's no dead shrubs in here. They swept it. They swept it on Sunday morning, 11 o'clock in the morning. I just made that up. The Gemara doesn't say that. Now, on Monday, they come and look at it again, and they find the dead sheretz. At what point are they worried that the dead sheretz was there, and therefore, maybe anything that came into this cul-de-sac became Tameh, might have touched that as it was dragged across the floor. Things dragged across the floor of the cul-de-sac might have touched the sheretz. So the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah that says that we say until from the minute checked and afterwards, we are afraid that the sheretz was there. Now, the dead sheretz was there. That means you checked it at 11, you finished checking it at 11:20, you swept it, all done. At 11:21, there might have been a dead sheretz. Anything dragged on the floor of that cul-de-sac from 11:21 and on, it's Tameh. Going to Shammai, why? There's a chazaka that the cul-de-sac was clean. Now it's not. There's no time to L'Reisa. The stuff you were dragging was tar. And the question is, did it become Tameh? What?
Find a dead sheretz.
On Monday afternoon, you found a dead sheretz. That's like the woman is an eater now.
Yes.
So what's the difference? Why there is Tameh agreed in a Chumrah, and by the woman, they don't say the Chumrah. There's no second Reisa. It's a straightforward case. The woman wasn't an eater, now she is an eater. There was no sheretz, and now there is a sheretz. There's no second factor. So why there is an accepted Chumrah, and by the woman, Shammai says, don't be Machmer.
We know Vadai that Sheretz is not there.
Right, so that Rashi speaks out, we will see, that when they swept their cul-de-sac, it was 100% sure that it was no Sheretz, because that's why they swept it, to make sure it wasn't sweeping it because there was dust on the floor. They were sweeping it to make sure that there's no dead shrubs. That's how it was in those days.
The thing was done. Thus we're done, they make mistakes.
Again, I can only tell you what Rashi says. Let's read it inside. Frank the Gemara, Maishnami Mavu Nitnan. Hashara Tzidim to the Mavu Metamilu Mefreya. It goes back. Actually, I'm a Bedakti, Samavu Azevaloi by Sarah. Until he says, I checked it and it wasn't a Sarah. Oh, he had Shas Hakibur, or until the last time he swept it. Don't crash it. Either checked it or he swept it. Look, Rashi. Maishno mi mavui l'shamei parach. Matami l'mefreya. Kol tarish anasa b'mavui. Everything that was done at the mavui. Atsu yoymer of adam b'ayis hayem bedakti. I checked that day. V'suvein matami m'yayis hayem l'mefreya. From when he checked it, before that, you're not tamei. Aval arayis hayem u'matamei. Till the time, Rashi says day, but he means the time he checked it, it's matamei. Oya shas ha-kibut. Aval tarish the kaitim kibut tahirim. The Ches is Yisrael, this is Rashi. The assumption is that Jews, when they sweep, they check. If had there been a sheretz at that time, have a mishtakek, it would have been found. It might have been there right away. So what's the difference? And for the Gemara. Hasam Nami. Even the ikishratzim the gufei, ushratzim the asim yalma gitar til reyes adami. So the Gemara offers the following answer: there are two causes that there might be shratzim right afterwards. It's one thing, the shratzim, but they come from two different places. There might have been homegrown shratzim that died, and there might have been shratzim that came in from elsewhere. So therefore, it's a bigger reyesa. Even though it's one against one, but the one that's here now has two ways it could have gotten here. Whereas by a woman, we're dealing with a very straightforward question. Did she or didn't she bleed? At what point did she start bleeding? By this there, we're asking two questions. Did a sheretz that was here die? Of the thing, the gufe means the body of the mavui itself, its own, and something that came from elsewhere. There's two causes that might have gotten shratzim in. The shratzim that were there, and the shratzim that came from elsewhere.
They weren't there.
Again, the living shratzim that were there might have died immediately. There were living shratzim around. They made sure there's no dead sheretz. It was not mouse-proof or rat-proof. It just were, there were no dead rats.
They didn't clean the thing, they didn't clean everything else?
They didn't clean the living things out, no. The rats are in their holes. They cleaned the dead shratzim out.
When you're
they weren't exterminators.
When you're cleaning the road, right?
Yeah.
They just clean it. They don't.
100%. 2 minutes later, a mouse might have come out of a hole and died. And then also a mouse might have come from outside the mobile and died. There are two causes to the same thing. Whereas by woman, it's a one cause thing. Therefore, we're more machmer by mavui than we are by the woman.
A woman has the dam inside of her. It only comes from one source.
Correct.
But a sheretz doesn't have boundaries.
Correct. That's why it can come from two sources. Exactly what
that's
the sheretz says.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
The sheretz, whether he lives there, he doesn't live there.
Again, nobody's in it. All we're saying is that there's two things that causes worry. A, the internal shratzim. B, the external shratzim. So since there are two causes that might have changed things, we're more strict than when there's only one cause. Let me try to explain it one more time. Let's say there was no way other shratzim from outside could have come in. Right? Then it would have been a question, did a living sheretz that lived in this mavui die? It would be exactly the same, did this woman start bleeding or not? One cause, when did it happen? We know it happened. There's a dead sheretz now. When did it happen? It's like the woman, when did she start discharging? By here, there's two questions we have to ask ourselves. Maybe it was an internal, maybe it was an external, there's no difference. But there are two different causes that might have caused this change. Therefore, we're more machmer. That's what the Gemara says.
I think you say the stick with the extra. It could come from anywhere. It could come anywhere. Woman has to come from, there's one place it can come from.
The Gemara feels that itself wouldn't have made a difference. You need more. That's what the Gemara is saying. Sorry, I'm only translating what the Gemara says. Yes?
I've got to go with Dr. Harris and Moshe Freund in that right now we're talking about a predicate property that has nothing to do with the shares itself. If you wanted to tell me that there's some instruction which can do it, and each one of them counts as a different part, I can maybe hear it. That would be the difference between, say, bleeding in the vaginal canal and bleeding in the uterus. But in the end, it makes no difference to the sheriff where it comes from. It has nothing to do with the sheriff, whereas the blood itself, the blood is uterine blood or not uterine blood.
Nothing to do with the blood either.
Yeah. Blood doesn't come from anywhere else.
Not to the woman. Let me just say the following. Listen, I'm just trying to translate the Gemara. I'm saying what the Gemara says. To me, when the Gemara says it, it's true. Now the question is only to try to understand it the best we can. The Gemara is definitely not wrong. The Gemara is definitely right. And the Gemara is saying the difference of two cars is one cause. Now the question over here is, why should that make a difference? In my mind, the answer is, we're talking about whether the Rabbanon should be machmer for Truman Kachim or not. And there they felt the need to be machmer because they saw two causes, and here they didn't feel the need to be machmer according to Shammai. Notice the Gemara didn't ask this on Hill, because Hill was machmer by the woman also. Therefore, it was asking why over there they're more machmer than here, and the answer is because there are two places it can come from.
You like it, you don't like it,
that's the Gemara's answer.
Basically,
make this
occasionally.
Sure it does. They didn't have exterminators, yes.
So they were Bodek all the time?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Of course. I'm not going anywhere with this.
Absolutely. Well, you keep Tumatara. See, we have no clue what it meant to keep Tumatara. When they kept Tumatara, they looked at Shratzim like you look for, somebody looks for cracks in his basement wall when he sees water coming in. I mean, it was like a fact of life. This was like, they watched this. Like, you lock your door at night, they checked for Shratzim. It was essential. They had to keep Tumatara.
Were they concerned about inside and outside Shratzim?
They were concerned about Shratzim. Exactly, but there are two causes, so they're more worried about Shratzim than they are worried about a woman that bleeds.
And they had the same concern in the mikvahs.
Absolutely.
Same theory that there's inside and outside.
It didn't make a difference there if you didn't find one.
And the same thing with the Muslims.
Exactly. So what? I don't see why you're bringing base on mikvahs in here. You want to know if this would happen in the mikvahs, not in the Muslims? Same halacha.
That's what I was
saying. The Gemara is making a case that exists in Eretz Yisrael. We're not talking about Beis HaMikdash now. What?
There's no movie there, right? There's no
reason
why in the Beis HaMikdash.
Again, the Gemara talks about Tumatara in the Beis HaMikdash about binding a Sheretz.
Sure.
So you want to tell me it never happened? I don't know. I'm not a historian that wrote down every time a Sheretz happened.
I maybe remember something, but it was referred to
as a Again. Yeah, I'm afraid you're not going to want Mashiach to come. So then, I told the guy when Mashiach comes, this is what happened. He went home, he told his wife, and she came back and said, he came back the next day and he said, my wife can't wait.
That means we could have more than one wife at that point.
Right. One's not enough.
Rav Schwab refers to the reinvigoration of the moon in the Mashiach. It will allow us to see Tumatara in the same way we see a wall or a chair.
Yes, there are Schwab that say, I'll leave it at that. This is beyond my pay grade. And I very rarely will venture beyond my pay grade that say that Tumatara will be bottled when Mashiach comes. Because the tumas need a lot of tumas as a result of the chetei tzadas, and there'll be a tikkun, and when the world comes to its tikkun, there won't be any need for tumah. But I don't know these things. I don't know what I'm talking about, and I'll leave it right there. I'll leave it right there. I really don't want to discuss something that, except for Dr. Schwab, who might know a little Kabbalah, I know nothing, and I don't think anybody else in this room knows anything either, so we'll just leave it as the thoughts of ignorance. I'm talking about myself.
Actually,
I
can give you a
support. Okay, but
you
I really...
Next time, give an argument against
me. Fine. Again, I really don't know what I'm talking about, and I'll leave it right there.
When it comes to the chum, there may be a difference between the sheretz and the nida, okay?
Right.
So we started thinking about it, like, how many different ways...
Yeah, exactly.
Inami, it could have been that they should have said, well, which one of the two happens all the time, happens more often?
Actually, I don't know why we're trying to do this. Why are we playing around with this?
Wouldn't it be under majority?
I have no idea. This is a chumrah d'rabbanan. They made it. That's it. End of story.
I can also give you support forward.
Okay. For that now. We're going to go by. Frank, talk to my wife to me by Seema. And if we want, I can give you another period. That's the end of this piece of Gemara. Rashi? We did the Rashi? Finish. Okay. This is end of part one of this Gemara. We started off, why are we machme here? Why is Shammai machme? Why by mikvah we strict? And by neither we were lenient. And the answer was by tumma, by mikvah it's tied to the reisa, and by a woman it's not. The whole sugi went on tied to the reisa. That was what we spent an amen and a half of that. Now the Gemara says, let's start again from the beginning. A new way of looking at things. Usually, overwhelming majority of time, a woman will know when her period started. This woman didn't feel anything. The fact that she didn't feel anything tells us that it didn't start earlier. Because had it started earlier, chances are she would have known. She finds blood now. The question is, when did this blood start? Why assume it started earlier when she didn't feel anything? The Hill, Kisvura Hagashas Me Raglayim He. And Hill says, a woman can conflate the feeling of having to go to the bathroom to urinate with the Hagasha of the opening up of her uterus. And therefore, you cannot rely on the fact that she had no feeling. Because she had to go to the bathroom, maybe that was it. When she had to go to the bathroom, at that point it opened and she didn't realize. It was inside. It didn't come out. Well, don't women sleep? What happens to our gosh, it happens in the middle of sleep. So the Gemara, Yeshana Nami Agam Tzara Misera. The Hargosh is enough to wake her up. If she's sleeping, that our glass would have woken her up. No, I told you we don't have a glass. I started the Masechta Monday morning.
I was there for that purpose.
Okay. Practically, Gemara Vikas Shaita. There are Shaitas that don't know when they have our Gasha. If Shammai is Mekul because of the lack of our Gasha, what does he do with a woman that's unfortunately not mentally capable of registering as Gasha? Dr. Gemara, my Shammai is Shaita. You're right. By a shaita, he would say it's Tomei, like Basil. He only argues because the woman had no feeling, so why attribute it to that? Now, that great him have a problem here, because she didn't have a feeling now either. Granted, she didn't have a feeling yesterday, but she didn't have a feeling today either. So, obviously, why are you assuming that she didn't have the feeling, that because she didn't have a feeling yesterday, it didn't happen yesterday, she didn't have a feeling now, and she found blood?
Sometimes she says, you get it's hargosha.
No, they always get our gusha. It's not capable of registering it. Now, I'm not talking about a shaita. McLeod, the Gemara's answer, that not lack of our gusha is a proof it didn't happen earlier. The Achranim have a problem with it. Because it's not like she had our gusha now. So, she found the blood. There was no our gusha. So why is Shammai convinced that it happened now, not earlier? The Gemara answers, because she didn't have our gusha yesterday. So therefore, it couldn't have happened yesterday. Well, she didn't have a gusha today either, and it's there. According to Kasha, we'll leave it at the gusha. So, Rashi, my gusha is Kleimer. Yudas Batsma, she knows she ate a dami mena. When blood comes out of her uterus. So Rashi throws in a thing. When she did her bedikah now, that's when there was a hargasha that she didn't feel because she was in the middle of a bedikah. She found it by checking herself. And when she checks herself, there's an internal feeling that might have covered the Hargasha.
The holy time, Shammai would say that it's about during the...
That's what he's saying. I'm just reading Rashi. But I just cite this Eina Mavina Lahargis. She's not capable. So the Gemara, you're right. Mishami agrees with Shaita. Frech the Gemara Kal Hanashim Tani. It says Kal Hanashim. If Shami agrees with Shaita, why does the Mishnah say Kal Hanashim not in Shaita? So the Gemara Kal Hanashim Pikhai. It means regular healthy women. Frech the Gemara will listen to Nashim. Just say Nashim not in Shaita. Why does it have to say Kal? So the Gemara Lafu Gimid Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara Rabbi Eliezer Arben Nashim Besulai. Arben Nashim. Besulai, Kamashmalan. Yeah, I have not a chance to translate it yet. Says Arbanashim, Besulai. Rabbi Eliezer says later on, there are four women that are dying shaitan. Four categories of women that don't have to worry about blood being there previously. But everybody else has to worry about it. So Shammai says, Kol Hanashim to say, I don't agree to Rabbi Eliezer who says only four. I say all women. Rabbi Eliezer there talks about four women that don't have to worry about the blood coming earlier. They are a girl that never had a period. They are a pregnant woman that finds blood, doesn't have to worry, it came earlier. A woman that is past menopause. And a woman that's nursing. Those are the four women that Rabbi Eliezer says, by them, they find blood, we assume it wasn't there earlier, because these are women that never bleed, shouldn't be bleeding. It's out of the ordinary. Shammai says, I don't agree with him. I think all women are dying shaitan. So that's why he used the word kol hanashim to say I'm not referring to those four categories. I'm referring to everybody. We'll get to those four categories later in the Masechta. Not that far away. It's on Daf Zayin. We'll mention them. We'll get there and we'll talk about it then. So Rashi, Nafukim in Reb Lezer, the Masnitzin Hila, come on. It's a Mishnah later on. Frek Zigamar Ve'ikik Samim. There's a halachin called Kesem. And by kesem, the rule is, a woman that finds kesem, we say, is tumme. She finds a spot on her clothing. With the halachas of tsumim, when they are and when they don't make a woman tumme, is a whole perek later on. So we're not going to get involved in the minutia, is that the word? Minutia of tsumim now. We'll leave that for later on. But there's a halacha that says, a woman that finds a spot on her clothing, we say, we don't know when this spot came. So from the last time she washed her clothing, or from the last time she checked this item of clothing, we assume the spot happened right afterwards. She didn't have hargasha. This blood came without her hargasha. It's a spot. So why doesn't Shammai say that it happened at the last possible moment? There were machmer. There, everybody agrees that we make the woman tamei from the moment she last checked her beged. Why over there are we more machmer than by the period? That's the kasha. Vayikik shamim. Right? Lema tzan shamim deloike shamai. Let us say that the concept that by shamim we say she's tamei from the last time you checked it is not like shamai. Amrabaya moide shamai bik shamim. Shammai agrees by Tzumim that that's different than a period. Why? Because, my time, Mitzipar Leinisaska, this Kesem did not come from the... Usually by a Kesem, the first thing we want to know is, we know the woman had no Hargasha. That's what Kesem means. It's a spot that she found on her clothing. It's not a regular period. So we always look for an external reason. Did it come from somewhere else? Well, she wasn't working with blood of a bird. She didn't walk through the butcher shops. So we know it came from her, and since there's no hargasha by a kesem, we say it happened as early as possible. But by periods, there's hargasha. She didn't feel the hargasha. That tells me it happened later. By tsumim, there's nothing to attribute it to. What should we say? It must have come from her because there's no external reason. And there's no hargasha by a kesem because it's a spot. So therefore, by tsumim, Shammai is machmer, and by a period, he's meko. Zuk Rashi. Vayikik tsumim. Haraya kesem. The kaimalon lekaman. Metamalim efreya achatayim abadatsi cholik zev. She Tame retroactively, Tochi says, I checked this clothing. I had chas kibush or to laundry time, which we assume removes ksamim. We don't say it had come from her body, she would have felt it. Quick to Shammai, where's the argasha? What happened? Lame it's not ksamim to like Shammai. The kibush am isha magashis, am I tamea. Lame la migupa haba. Why doesn't that prove it didn't come from her? She didn't feel it. And Shammai is convinced that women feel it. But Tziperlein is asking the name of Madame Tziperhava. The Gemara says if there's any external reason, we put some in for that external reason. The Perik Haraya Kesem, this isn't the Gemara in the ninth, the eighth Perik, I believe it is. The Shamesh is the Meiches Vikes. So basically, the Gemara's question is why does Shammai agree to the whole concept of some? According to him, she didn't have Agasha. Agasha is the tell-all sign. The answer is, we're stopped. We know there was no Agasha, and we know the blood didn't come from anywhere else. So that's the exception to the rule. Yes, Doctor?
Question. One which may have been covered already. But when a woman has her Agasha, is she needed from that point?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. The second one is, did you see anyone phrase this whole last couple of dots in terms of the mechanics of the Zaka? In other words, does a chutzaka end when something happens, or does a chutzaka end when we have evidence that the chutzaka has happened?
Again, we've been operating with chutzaka, if I know, the last 3 days, and chutzaka says that if something changed, assume it changed as late as possible.
So,
and if you don't know that it changed, assume it didn't change.
So what it would seem to be saying, and I can give a counter example, but what it would seem to be saying is that Chazaka continues until we have evidence.
Correct. Right, but in the beginning we said that the difference that you need and mikveh was tied to the race. Now we answered, Shammai is not machmer here, nothing to do with tied to the race, he's not machmer because we have an indicator that it didn't change. That it's not chazaka itself, we would be machmer, like Hill, that even though there was a chazaka, he was machmer for Tumah and Kachim. Shammai wasn't machmer because besides the fact of chazaka, he also has the fact that she didn't feel anything.
Correct.
I don't like to use the word in emes, but in other areas we say chazaka. Correct.
This also incidentally argues, because to go back several weeks, in the way you understood
the home. No, it doesn't, but I'm not getting in there now. Chazaka is not a bureau. No. Chazaka doesn't say that's when it happened. Chazaka says how you act when you don't know. It's a din. But it's clear at Maskana the Chazak is a din, not a birur. Right.
What does it mean to take a long sasko with? What kind of bird was he cutting up a chicken or something?
Again, not 2026. The Gemara talks about in those days that when a woman worked with something bloody, it was very possible that it ended up in her clothing.
Because men brush her also, right?
Yeah, but it usually, when they work with birds, the blood squirted out. That's all.
Wasn't with live birds?
No, dead birds. It could have been meat. You're right. It could have been meat.
Other than meat, they had other reasons.
The Gemara is there. We have a whole ninth barrack that gives you external reasons why women have blood. You know what I mean? Anything.
More common.
That's what the common causes of blood was. You come up with 15 other causes, fine. I have no problem with that. The Gemara is giving you the common causes. Some.
I mean, women.
Yeah, they did it all, of course. There was no butcher shops that salted it and sold it in packages.
Likely they did not have the strength.
They didn't shecht it, probably. They probably just took care of salting and opening and cleaning it, and that's very bloody. Okay, that's the Gemara Vayter. Ibai Yisema, a new thing shot. Third shot in the Gemara in Shammai. First shot was Chazaka, and he didn't have any Chumrah. Second shot was, there's a reason he didn't have any Chumrah. Because there was no Agasha. The third shot is, you know why Shammai wasn't Machmer? Hainu time of the Shammai.
The name Shaita, because a person doesn't, that's a Shaita, a person who doesn't
can't understand a feeling? I don't know. I thought someone who's deranged.
Okay, Shaita is a non-responsible person. That means one cannot rely on them for anything because they are miswired. And therefore, what a regular person is responsible for, they cannot be responsible for. They can be responsible to do mitzvahs because they're deranged. We don't know whether we can't rely on them to tell us that something happened or didn't happen because they're not in the regular scheme of things. So one of the things you can't rely is that this woman will tell you I did or didn't have Hargasha because her mind doesn't work the regular way. That's all it's saying. Let's get my writer. V'im b'ayin say, ma'ayinu time in the Shammai, the misa da havidam mikor avasi. Shammai says, we don't see this whole Shiloh. Why is this blood not outside? When a woman bleeds, it comes out right away. And therefore, the fact that it's not outside shows us it just happened. Had it happened 10 minutes ago, it would have been visible outside. Therefore, Zak Shammai, that's why I don't worry about anything. Because what am I worried about? That maybe it happened earlier? I know it didn't. Where is the blood till now? Be by Hill. And what is Hill's response? Kaisle Beis HaRechem HaBidur. It's very possible that there's blood inside and the walls of the vaginal canal will keep it in. So there's a machloikas here. Is there a real chance that a woman would have blood that didn't come out immediately? I mean, immediately means a very short period of time. Obviously, immediately doesn't mean 4 seconds. Immediately means that nothing to worry about back. Like the woman did a check 6 hours ago, and now she finds herself Anita, it didn't happen 5.5 hours ago. It would not have stayed inside for 5.5 hours. And Hill says it might have. That's the machloikas. Yes.
Again.
This woman did a bedikah, found it now. Question is, was it there yesterday? Zak Shammai, no, because had it been there yesterday, she would have seen it outside.
But it's inside now, and he's not seeing it outside.
Because it just happened. Exactly. The proof that it just happened is that it's inside, not outside. Exactly. Now, I want to tell you one thing. I tried to cover this in my introduction on Monday. In those days, there were different shades of red. Very rarely did a woman do a bedikah and end up with a shiloh. Did dam come out or not without having a regular period? It's because of our lack of ability to discern between colors. So anything that's red or looks red, we're machmer. That didn't happen in those days. A woman found blood, she found blood. And if she found blood, it happened right away, Sheikh Shammai, because 10 minutes later, she wouldn't have had to find it inside, it would have been outside. And Hill says, not true. So is it a machlekes of mitzias? I don't know. Is it a machloikas that Hill holds that is enough of a percentage to worry about and Shammai dismisses that percentage? I don't know. I'll leave it up in the air. I would learn the second way, so I don't like to have machloikas and mitzias. I would rather say that Hill considers the percentage significant and Shammai does not, but I don't know. Rashi? Zot Rashi? No Rashi. Break the Gemara. There are women that are allowed to use something inside their body to prevent them from becoming pregnant. The husband can be mishamish, live with his wife, even though she has this moich inside. Now, what that moich does is it doesn't let blood go out. So that woman should have to be worried that the blood was there before. Because the mishamish answer that the blood comes out immediately is just not true anymore. For that woman that uses b'mayich. And for the Gemara, or Abaya, Moises Shammai b'mashamesh is b'mayich. You're right. That woman, Shammai says, would be tamei retroactively. Rav Amar, Moich nami agav zeya michvitz kavitz. Moich, because she sweats inside, it contracts. It's not a foolproof block of blood. And Shammai would say, the blood would get out, even though there's a moich there. However, Rabbi says there is a type of moich that's tight. That moich dachot would prevent blood from coming out. Zok Rashi, Meshamesh is b'moich, Mamala Isha Isam Vakamuchen, she fills it up with cotton, the material. Lisha Vesazera, to absorb the semen, so like the Saber that she shouldn't become pregnant. It wasn't that she inserted it by Tashmish and took it out after Tashmish. She left it there. Vishema Maichem, and if I got Gimul Nashim Mishamshes B'Maich, Chara Mubaris Minika. This is a Mishnah later on, that who is allowed to have Tashmish B'Maich? Three women. And that is a Chara, who can't become pregnant anyway, Mubaris, who we don't want her to become pregnant again, she's pregnant already, or a nursing woman, again, it's dangerous for her to become pregnant because the milk supply will stop and the baby might die. Michvitz Kovitz, we'll get to that when we get to that. Yes, Mikhaimis Ladan Lotzis. Kovitz is whatever it is. Yes.
That's true with
the question.
If you don't
want to
get pregnant.
Again, you want to learn halacha? Not halacha here. You want to learn what the Gemara says there? We'll wait when we get there. I'm not going to get involved in that now. I can only say the following. It's not simple what kind of method women are allowed to use for birth control. That's simple. Can a woman use something that's like a marich? It's a big shiloh and paiskim, but it's not halachas here, so we'll leave it for anybody else. See, when women take the pill, that's not maich. That's something that doesn't affect the inside of her body in the makam atashmish. It just prevents the pregnancy through other means. That's not the shiloh. We're not talking about that. We're talking about whether a woman can insert something in her vagina to prevent the zera from coming in. That's a shiloh of mice, and somebody learns halacha, you can learn halacha. We're not halacha here. That's my writer. My yikimit hani lishne lehech lishna. What's the difference between these two last halacha psaras that a woman would have had agasha or would have come right away to the original one that said chazaka? Just chazaka by itself. Right? The first one, shaman, just goes by chazaka. The second two pshatim are giving you a reason why he's not machmar. And the first time, we didn't give a reason. Chazaka is chazaka, there's no reason to be machmar. Now we gave two reasons. What's the nafkamina? Dr. Gemara, ikibinayu, lemir michavis ha-mikva, umavoy. Would we ever have the discussion we had? Would we ask for mitvah? Would we ask for umavoy? We would never ask it, because over here there's a reason. She didn't have agasha, or would it come right away? That would have been the answer to all the questions. All the involvement we got with mikvah, tartula race, would not have been necessary if you learned over here there's a reason because there's no agasha or because it comes right away. That would have answered all the questions. The whole discussion was because we were going with pure chazaka without the two reasons of agasha or coming right away. That's the nafkamina between the pshatim. Dr. Rashi, Amal Aluf, made honey, Isha Magesha, Samikar Abbas, you would have come earlier. Lahech Lishna Hamid Isha Chaskasa. The difference is, Lemir Michavis Omekva Emabu. Well, Lahech Lishna Ekele Meminu, according to the first lesson that was Chazaka, we asked the questions. Lahani Lishna Ekele Lemir Mi. According to the last two reasons, there would have been no reason to ask it. What is the difference in the case of Agasha and the other reason of that it would have come right away? That's two reasons. What's the difference between those two reasons? Dr. Gemara, very simple. If you have a Maich, Meshami would agree. The Rabbi, Ika Maich Dachuk. And according to the Lashon of Agasha, those things wouldn't have made a difference. That's the difference between these two answers. Rashi, Rabbi Yikamaych, the list of the Isha Mageshas, Afilim Meshameshas Bamaych, Nami Dayashaita. Maych wouldn't make a difference. She didn't have Agasha. But the list of the Mikar Avasi, and according to the Lashon, I said it would have happened right away, Meshameshas Bamaych, Metamilim Afreya, because the Maych blocks it. Fine, period. We will stop here. Everybody should have a great, wonderful day.